This region keeps on morphing, growing, changing, and KUOW is helping you understand what is happening, from the exciting to the maddening. We have a reporting project right now we call Region of Boom, and right now the team is reporting from Marysville in Snohomish County. It's the fastest growing big city in Western Washington. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph says if you want to understand Marysville, you've got to get behind the wheel. She made a 2-hour plus commute from Marysville to her Seattle office. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
How did you end up stuck in this traffic?
I got stuck in this traffic because of pressure from John Lovick. You'll remember he's a legislator now, but he was once the sheriff of Snohomish County.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard it can take an hour and a half to get from Marysville to downtown Seattle. As the crow flies, that should take half an hour, maybe 40 minutes max.
Assuming the crow is flying the posted speed limit.
That is correct, at the posted speed limit. Uh-huh. I had also heard that I-5's legendary rush hour performance was not the only reason why it was so hard to get there.
Mm.
So what could these issues be? Seriously, how bad? I called John Lovick to ask him about it, and I thought he'd just explain it to me. Instead, he said, meet me at McCollum Park, 7 o'clock in the morning. We're going driving.
You're going driving.
Yeah.
Where did you start?
We started by heading east. We didn't even try to get to Seattle on I-5. Instead, he showed me that the east-west connections to the highway are the things that are actually more broken than the overloaded freeway itself.
Mm.
So we started on the Trestle Bridge. It's that black one that runs east from Everett over those marshy lowlands. It's Highway 2.
Highway 2.
Right. It serves bedroom communities like Lake Stevens and Snohomish, communities that are now like chock full of new subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
Lovick and I are there a few minutes after 7 in the morning, watching the traffic trying to run west toward I-5.
Look at this. We're talking, you and I are looking at least a mile and a half backup right now.
At 7:15.
At 7:15 in the morning, we're looking at a mile and a half backup. There's one lane in each direction. You can see up here a guy can't take it, and he's turning around, making an illegal U-turn to go the other direction.
So you can't even get to the traffic jam.
Yes.
That awaits you.
Yes. Now, it was really funny watching Lovick twist and turn because he really wanted to pull over the guy who pulled that U-turn because he was a state trooper for 30 years. But anyway, the point was this. We drove for miles observing that backup. I watched people get out of their neighborhood and take their place in the lineup and then just inch along with the Trestle Bridge and I-5 miles in front of them. Lovick said that was an everyday thing.
And I've watched it day in and day out. I watched it from my office. When I was county executive, I watched it as a state trooper. I watched it as sheriff. Traffic, it gets, well, let me just talk about what we're looking at right now. Just take a look at what's going on coming from SR 204. Now, you see nothing but headlights. Nothing is moving. Now, you can see wall-to-wall traffic, stop-and-go traffic, because it all funnels in from pretty much three points. Look at this. We're talking, you and I are looking at least a mile and a half backup right now.
And Carolyn, is Marysville's bad traffic just a problem of explosive growth?
Well, it is, of course, but the problem is how hard it is to fix. You can't just lard on a little bit of, you know, a couple of half billions of dollars of investment money. The problem is that a lot of these places were just never designed to be commuter, like bedroom communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Marysville. City of Marysville is cut off from I-5 by trains multiple times a day. And why? Because when they built I-5, Marysville was its own thing, and it didn't seem like it was going to be that bad of an issue. So now how do you fix that? We're talking a dozen train crossings. You can hear Lovick, who's now on the Transportation Committee at the Ledge, struggling with this.
You know, I spoke with the mayor, John Nearing, and I don't know what we're going to do, what is going to happen, but something is going to have to give with these at-grade crossings. I don't know what the solution is going to be. He and I are going to get together, hopefully, and have a conversation about it now that I'm on the Transportation Committee to try and see if there are things that we could do because, you know, for a lot of reasons, they shut a city down, and then for obvious safety reasons, they cause a lot of problems.
So, Carolyn, I hear you having a lot of time to have conversations. You're driving east, you're driving west. At some point to get to Seattle, you had to come south. What happened?
Oh, it was so great at first. We were running with this disciplined group of drivers, nobody looking at their cell phones, running with the bulls of Pamplona all the way down I-5. And then suddenly, we see this lit up sign on the freeway.
72 minutes to Bellevue?
72 minutes. 72 minutes to Bellevue. I don't know what's going on, but there's something happening.
And 63 minutes to Seattle. Still, we drove on, top speed, thought everything was great, washed out sign had to be wrong. It was not. We were just south of Everett and suddenly stopped.
So when they said 63 minutes, it looks like they're kind of right on. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to hop over and do...
And now it's like truly wall-to-wall. Get us out of here, John Lovick.
I know.
So, Carolyn, John Lovick could have just told you an average commute time number. Why was he insistent on showing you this?
He said he just wanted to be helpful, but I sat in his car for 2 hours, and you can hear the passion in his voice. He's frustrated with all the wasted hours, his and everyone else's.
So, Carolyn, you've seen personally how bad commuting traffic is around Marysville. What does this mean for your reporting?
It means that I'm going to be spending a lot more time in cars. I don't think you can really understand the way people live in this region unless you get up in the morning and have the ferry slap you in the face, or you do the long drive from Black Diamond or Bremerton, wherever you want to go. You need to see it to understand it.
Call me sometime from your car. I'll keep you company.
Thanks.
On the way in. Carolyn Adolph reporting for us. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Carolyn's on our Region of Boom team, our growth reporting team, spending the next month reporting on the growth in Marysville. But you live somewhere in this region, I imagine, that's feeling pressured from growth, and we'd love to know about it. Let us know on Twitter with the hashtag Region of Boom, or call and leave us a message at 206-221-3663. Again, 221-3663.